You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
What up, kitty cat thing is for doing? We're here at AfterBuzz Studios in lovely Hollywood, California, doing another live after show for So You Think You Can Dance. This is Season 10, Episode 5. We're in Memphis, y'all. I'm your host, AJ Gibson, joined by the lovely Chloe West. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I like the scarf tonight.
Oh, thanks.
Kristen Burt, what's up?
I'm good.
You're good. You're always good.
I'm happy.
I love Kristen's shoulder shrugs. They're adorable. So adorable. Oh, and somebody else who's got some shoulder shrugs worth mentioning.
They go this way, though.
Jake Dupree, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too. I love it. Jazz hands. There's something in the air tonight. Something in the oxygen.
Something in the water.
That was a long intro. That song keeps playing and playing and playing. Oh, there it is. I want the countdown on the screen.
5, yeah. 4, 3, 2,
7, 6.
Put your leg up. Go.
And we're here. We're here in Memphis. We've got Nigel Lithgow,
yum,
Mary Murphy, and Wayne Brady.
Yay!
I love Wayne Brady.
What a shocker.
Right?
Not your type at all.
He's okay. He's a huge talent. He actually works out at the gym I train at also. So I've never said hi to him. It's inappropriate. I kind of stay away, but I see him. He works out hard. He looks good for his age. He's getting up there.
He's like 40.
Yeah. He's not. Is he?
Yeah.
That's not old.
You know who else is 40? Pharrell. I'm in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
Pharrell doesn't age, though.
Blurred lines, okay? Let's just say that.
Yes.
Hashtag blurred lines.
No, we got Wayne Brady, though. He's a talented... I refer to him as the most talented person on the planet who's not, like, a super A-list celebrity. Does that make sense? Like, he can do everything.
He works all the time, too. He has a show in Vegas. He does Let's Make a Deal. He's always working. Even if you don't necessarily watch those shows or know what he's doing, know that he's always working.
He's making money.
He's making money. He got to start at Universal Studios in Hollywood.
Really?
As a performer. Yep.
Oh, yes. In one of the shows.
In one of the shows. Yes. I know that he did the Beetlejuice show for a while. My friend worked with him
I
years
know
ago.
So many people who've been in the Beetlejuice show over the years. How funny is that?
Yep.
Make that money.
That's right. Have you ever done a show at a theme park, Jake?
I have not. I've auditioned for Disney several times, but it was just too far of a drive.
How did Disney
they not hire you for High School Musical?
It's just too far of a drive.
Newsies.
I would love to see you in Newsies.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Did you ever perform at a theme park?
I did.
Yeah? Where?
At Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
In Virginia.
I love it.
That's awesome.
It's fun. It's a weird world.
Yeah. I used to go to Kings Island. I grew up in Ohio, and I used to go to Kings Island in the summer to see my friends perform. It was the biggest thing. I thought they were all celebrities. They like lived in like dormitories on like behind like the scenes. Crazy.
Oh, so let's
get into this episode. We start off with somebody who's familiar, sort of. Another member of the Dragon House crew, which had a big impact on last season. We got Cyrus out of that crew. We got Blueprint. He's 19 years old. He's from the ATL. We don't say Hotlanta. I learned we don't say Hotlanta. Only white people say Hotlanta. So I'm not going to say it. The ATL. He's a young one. He's talented, though. And apparently the Dragon House crew, they don't live in an apartment anymore. They live in a house. But he described his sort of style. He's an animator, but he's described it as sort of a malfunctioning robot, which I thought was the best description because that made sense to me. What do you guys think about this guy?
his isolations are out of control. Gosh. I think that I like sometimes his isolations better than I like Cyrus's a little bit, just because they're a little bit more languid, like there's a fluidity to them.
But they're clean, too.
Yes,
that
they're
was the other
sharp.
Thing.
And he looks good for TV, I think. He's got a good build.
A great look.
So
I was looking at his hair. I know that's like ridiculous, but even just like the little bit touch of blue, I was like, it's an overall presentation and package you look at, and he's got it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was really smooth. Like, and he really was a malfunctioning robot. I think that was so perfect, because you're watching him the whole time, you're like, oh, I see. I see every single thing you're talking about. And I thought he was really, really well put together.
Definitely. I didn't expect to like him, really, because I thought that he didn't have a lot of personality at first. And I was like, ooh, Cyrus, big shoes. Like, good luck with
yeah.
that. Because Cyrus, for all of his flaws, because he had plenty of flaws in his dancing technique, he had the look and he had the personality and everything else that got him to where it is. What did he get last year? Second or third?
Second for the guys, because remember there were two winners.
That's right. So second and third.
Kind of. This is strange.
Yeah, but I didn't think this guy had the charisma that Cyrus had, but as soon as he started dancing, I was like, wow, this guy's cool.
So great. Think of the talent that's coming out of Dragon House. I mean, what a crew that they are. And I love that they now have rehearsal space in their house.
So
and they're
cool.
not disturbing their neighbors, which clearly was an issue. But it's really amazing what they're capable of doing.
Yeah, and the idea of a crew living together seems really, really cool.
It's like a sorority house.
Yeah.
But for dancers. For dragons.
For dragons.
In the ATL.
I can't deal with
now. Do you think that it's going to hurt him to be constantly compared to Cyrus, though?
Yeah.
I wrote that down. Like, I'm afraid that that might hinder him, but it also might help him be like, oh, he's going to elevate himself above him, maybe.
Well, let's just, I have to say it now because you've all seen the episode. Let's just say, what if he and Jasmine hook up throughout the season? Let's talk about some drama, Cyrus's ex.
I love the gossip.
Yeah.
Come on. But this is so interesting that Cyrus has become such a player in this season. We've heard his name mentioned, even that little one that auditioned. I can't remember
a
what
couple
city.
Of, a couple of
A couple of them have mentioned they've been inspired by Cyrus.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like we've had another dancer other than Twitch that has really inspired dancers to get out there or think, I can do it. And I think that's the great thing about Cyrus's story from last season.
And we said we said that about Cyrus a lot last year, that he's kind of, for me, he was kind of like Twitch light.
Yeah.
Like, he's great. He's super talented at what he does. He's not quite Twitch. Twitch was able to sort of broaden his base or his dancing skills and kind of branch out a little bit more, whereas Cyrus is still a little bit...
And he's
Cyrus
a little specific,
wasn't trained,
too.
Yeah.
He's a very specific style, whereas Twitch is more... I think his facility, like his body, is capable of a lot of things.
I'm sure his body is capable of plenty of things. Were you guys... I know, right? Were you guys shocked that he went straight to Vegas?
A little.
Yeah.
A little, especially coming off of what we saw Cyrus capable of. You know, he had to go to choreography and prove himself and then get the ticket to Vegas.
Because a few of them went to choreography. I think all three of them went to choreography last year,
correct? Last year they did, and he was the only one that made it through. Mm-hmm. But I was a little shocked. And I felt like that's been a little uneven this season.
Completely.
And who goes to choreography, and then sometimes people that make it to Vegas, I'm like, well, why isn't this person making it to Vegas and this person is? So, very strange.
Exactly.
The only thing I can think of is... maybe he was really early in the day and they were wanting everyone to get excited, and so they sent him to Vegas versus sending him to choreography. It's the only thing I can think of, because it really is uneven and it's not matching up which animators especially they send to choreography.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think he was during the first of the day because if you look at the audience to their left, the judge's left, That's the dancers that are coming up that are dancing. But if you notice throughout, like, most of the people that are dancing, if you check that audience, that's when they went. Because if it's a smaller group, they probably went last, but they sometimes they show them first.
Later in the day.
So it's like, I think that he actually did go early, so they were probably a little bit more willing to give him that ticket.
I think also, whether it's a good thing or not, the producers of the show are really looking for characters. They have to. It can't necessarily be just about the dance anymore. Mm-hmm. It's season 10. They've already been reduced to one episode a week as of last season, and they're kind of struggling in the ratings a little bit. They're looking for characters that are memorable because they haven't had a lot of them the last few seasons, but they've had a lot of excellent dancers. So I think it's less about... because if you look at Dance with the Stars, when they did the All-Star season, everybody thought it was going to be such a huge hit, but...
so boring.
Everybody was so good. And they're like, oh, well, that didn't work out like we planned. So I think you'd like to see these stories, the Blueprint and Cyrus, and these are the characters that you really get attached to, like, to see a bunch of, like, I said this last year all the time, a bunch of, like, white girls and white boys who dance contemporary who come from, like, upper middle class families, like, that's not that impressive.
Yeah.
Somebody who, like, is living in a house with 12 other people and, like, teaching themselves, that's cool.
And
that's
what people really come true. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. Well, he made it straight through to Vegas, and then we moved on to Curtis Holland out of Miami, 18-year-old. Okay. I'm going to let you guys start with this one, because when I get really excited, I can't start. But go. Just go.
Okay. Well, he was a tapper, so we want to talk about – we were talking a lot about tap last week. I'm glad we're seeing more of the art form again. so enthusiastic, so incredible. I love that he's the little, like, rapid fire, had so much energy. You know, they called him out on some of his – you know, they said it was a little sloppy and things like that. I'd love to hear your take on that, Chloe. But I love the youthful energy, and I thought the sounds of it were pretty incredible. I didn't find it as sloppy as they were calling him out on. I don't know.
I don't think so either. I mean, he was going so fast. To tap that fast and hit your heel and toe that quickly is so impressive. And I love that he wanted to be fast. I love that that's his goal.
Well, yeah, see,
he wants to be, like, the fastest tapper.
He wants
to
dance like a machine gun. That's what he says.
Yeah.
He was so cute.
Yeah.
And for how big his animation was, going through all the steps, I just had so much fun watching him. And tap really is about that. It's really about it. It's part of the jazz art form. So in jazz, you know, when you, like, make a mistake, you it kind of just works its way into the music. You know, you work the mistake into the music. And I felt that he was doing that. And I don't know, I just, it was like any mistake he made, I forgave him because it was so fun to watch.
It was so fun to watch. And I think some of it might have been just a choreography issue. And if he choreographed it himself, that shows his youthfulness when it comes to choreography, which a lot of people don't develop until later on in their career anyway.
And he's capable of so many things. That triple pirouette at the very beginning, I was like, there's the dynamic performer that I look for with the tappers, because it's sometimes they're like hip hoppers. Sometimes it's just specific to that style and like they can't really break out of that and do something else.
Or the girl last week who was pretty low-key with her tapping.
But I love that he just went off like a machine gun. I think that was so cool. He was like a bat out of hell, and I like that. Well, I don't know. It was just cool.
You can tell he's 18 because he just had this youthful exuberance, and he went out, like, we were talking about this before he came in here. He's like, I want to do every single trick that I can. I want to give them everything I've got. I'm 18. I can finally try out for this show, and this is my one chance. And he did, which I loved. I wrote down, first of all, that he's a star. I wrote down a smiley face. I wrote down that he's my all-time favorite audition of any season.
Really?
Wow. I don't know why. And see, here, I'm not the dancer. I'm not the dancer on the panel. And again, Kristen knows this about me. I respond to things based on just how I feel. And I think it was the setup, and they asked, do you have any support system in the audience? No, he's there alone. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, this kid had personality for days. He had so much gratitude in his heart. You could tell by the interactions that he really was ready for the moment. He stepped up to the challenge, and he was grateful for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And those things combined with the fun and the ferocity of it, he kind of went all out, but there was some light and shade to it. There were moments where he just stopped and kind of got smooth for a second, and I was like, oh, and he was always right on point. And music selection is big to me. And it was a Green Hornet from Kill Bill. Mm-hmm. I love Kill Bill. I'm a huge Tarantino fan. So, like, all those things put together, I watched it 5 times. I just kept watching it over and over again. And not that I think he's the best dancer. That's not what the show is about. For me, I could just watch this kid all day. And I hate tappers. Sorry, Chloe. I do not get in. I do not.
He hates you.
No, I don't. I despise you. No, I don't get into tap. I think it's so weird. But, like, this was a little bit less like that kind of like that. What I don't know what that thing is. They look like Southerners when they tap. Does that make sense?
Now you hate Jake.
Excuse me?
No. But you know what I'm talking about? That Korean kind of like magic. That loose, like, kind of like hillbilly kind of.
Hill country, West Virginia kind of people.
I'm more like producers.
Yeah.
Like tap numbers, like big jazz, like.
Show tune.
You like, you like the Broadway tap.
Yeah. And he had a lot of that.
We've just insulted tappers, Southerners, and West Virginians. Thank you very much.
It happens.
In like 2 sentences.
I cover I've insulted them all.
No, I just. Do you know this? You know what I mean, though? The type.
I do, yes.
Like the guy who used to come out, I used to watch this all the time. Showtime at the Apollo. The guy who would come out and tap him off stage, that style, he was brilliant, genius, right? I don't like that style of tap. I just don't like it. He's got those long arms. It's kind of like, I don't know what that means, but I like this. And it's
It's dynamic, and I think it's kind of taking tap to a whole new level, and I like that about him.
And definitely. We need to see more tap on the show. Thing. Maybe we will actually see a tap number now.
Well, he goes to choreography, but he does make it through to Vegas.
I have to say I was a little surprised on when I was watching his technique on the choreography round because it was pretty sloppy.
Yeah, I thought so too. But I'm glad they gave him the chance.
Yeah. And he's going to have a tough time in Vegas. I'll be super honest. If he made top 20, I will be surprised. But I'm glad he got the experience because he'll know what he needs to do.
But he's
next
a star.
Season.
He's a star. You heard it here first.
After Buzz.
Right. Next, we've got Tucker Knox out of Nashville, Tennessee, 22-year-old. His story was kind of heartbreaking. He actually made it to Juilliard, correct?
Yep.
And was in a car accident and almost killed.
I think he was in a car accident on the way home
from school. My thought was like, yeah, you're going home for Thanksgiving break, you know, your first big break home, and
it's like
car accident.
He broke his spine, cracked his sternum.
He had no sense of center of gravity.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and the doctors told him he'd never walk again. Let alone dance.
When you're a dancer, that's
I mean,
tough.
That's your life. I just wrote down extension and toes.
Hyperextension.
I wrote down legs hyperextended. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's incredible.
Everyone needs to understand, like, if you get into Juilliard dance, you are extraordinary. It's a very tough program to get into. You're not allowed to even dance outside of that program when you're in school. They don't want outside influences. They want to just train you and then send you out into the professional world. So it's a really strict program if you're in there.
Wow.
So, like, on center stage when the girl, I know that's different, but when she went and did that hip-hop class.
Can't do that. You can't take an outside class. They don't want you to even perform with like during your summers or anything. Like, they wouldn't want you to go to Disney and do, you know, your summer job or anything. They want you to just train.
Well, he was impressive.
He was so amazing.
God.
Oh, my God.
I wrote down he turned tragedy into triumph.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when Wayne Brady said that he's jealous of him, he called him perfect. Like, you, again... Grateful. This kid looked grateful.
I teared up watching this. I think that the story, I think, is going to play out really, really well as he progresses, because I know that he will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that his feet...
Oh, how do you know, Jake Dupree?
I mean, let's be honest. And his feet and his hyperextension were out of control. And I thought some of his extension was going to be a little bit more, but I think maybe it was just the nerves or something. But I know that he's extremely capable of doing this. I think it's going to be... I think he's going to be a really big force to be reckoned with.
The control he has over his body is amazing. I mean, you can speak to this because you're a physical trainer. The workouts they were showing, I was like...
He was working hard.
Yeah.
That was like the stuff that I do when I teach.
Oh, yeah?
Because I do like a Pilates, like ballet fusion class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like that.
It was, I mean, I could not believe he has been in a car accident and has gone from not walking to dancing, I think, better than he probably was dancing before.
And that's the thing. Like, I've been through a major injury. I hurt my back a few years ago, and I spent about 7 months in rehab for it. Not even close to what this guy went through. And I cannot... First of all, I can't never imagine dancing like this to begin with. But to go from possibly not being able to walk to get to where he is now, I'm just like... First of all, I feel like a loser because I, like, really? Like, he did all of that from nothing. Like,
but remember, he already has body awareness. Yeah. So when you're a dancer coming back from an injury, you know what your body feels like. You know what it should feel like, what it feels like when it's wrong. And I looked him up on the internet. I was stalking him. But, you know, he has been dancing professionally in Chicago. But he has a big foundation of Alexander technique. And I don't know if anyone else has studied it, but it's body alignment and body awareness. So if you have a big foundation in that when you're coming back from an accident, especially one with a broken back or broken, you know, or spinal injury, you're already going to have an awareness because so much is based around the spine when it comes to Alexander
technique.
It's like
muscle memory.
Yeah.
For somebody who doesn't work out for a while and comes back. Okay. That
really
makes sense.
Big deal.
I get that. Straight to Vegas. Shocking.
Of course.
And then we have a montage of a bunch of people going to Vegas that we're not going to talk about because that's how the show's
set up. I wish they would give their names.
Yes.
I'm like, why not give their names? They've done that previous seasons.
Jake Dupree.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's so strange. I don't get it.
I don't like it either. I will mention, though, that I do love this season so far. It's so much better than last year.
So much better.
I feel like last year they canceled that second day kind of unexpectedly, and they didn't know how to like transition and how to handle that. And I think they're getting it right now. I think that they listened to the critics and they're giving backstory, which is cool because I'm crying all the time. I cry every single night when I watch
all
the show.
All the time.
So good. So I'm kudos to Fox.
There's a lot of dad stories.
Especially tonight. Yeah,
a lot of dance dads.
I have daddy issues too.
Dads like to get down.
Yeah, they do like to get down. We've got Courtney Thurston. She's out of Virginia. I don't know where in Virginia, but she's 18 years old. Here we go. Raised by a single father. He said that he used to send her to school all the time in really tight ponytails. I thought that was cute because I understand that one.
You could see the picture, too. It was, like, pulled so tight, and he's like,
ah. That was me because we grew up with a single mother, and I used to do my sister's hair all the time, partially because I'm a homo, partially because I was really good at it, I thought, but because all homos know how to do hair, apparently. No, but I give, like, the tightest. She would always cry. I'm like, no, it looks good. Leave it.
It looks good. Toughen up.
Actually, that's really funny because my dad used to curl my hair when my mom was, like, out for work. He would have to curl my hair for shows. And it was like, I think it's a guy thing of like, just the tighter, the better. And so, yeah it was literally, but they look good.
Mm-hmm.
My toes look good.
Your scalp is on fire.
Yes.
I wrote down, I love that she said that, because they asked, of course, they know her story, but they asked, like, did your mom drive you to classes? She's like, no, my dad, obviously. But she said that it was her dad put her in dance to save her from all the negativity, which I thought was really cool.
And they didn't really get into what happened with the mom. So it must have been bad if you're not mentioning it.
He married her dance teacher.
How great is that?
Cute. So really loved we found that. Out why
he was like, honey in a leotard.
Yes. I love
it. He liked that high and mighty booty. He was like, hello.
Yeah. Jake Dupree.
I know what's up.
He's on fire tonight.
You
he
are
is.
On fire.
He's sassy.
I wrote down, I love, she had beautiful turns, I thought. Yes. And the one turn split thing when she, oh.
Hello.
She comes from a trickster studio is uh-huh. what, I'm like, she's definitely done the competition circuit. They do a lot of tricks. This is my
a lot of rhinestones.
A lot of rhinestones. Very athletic dancer. And I did say, watch out for this one. She, go back and watch season 7, Lauren Froderman and her audition. Uh-huh. They are identical
Let's get it on,
dancers.
Honey. Let's get it
can
on.
Can I just, Chloe, can you read what I wrote right there, that line?
Looks like a dance school teacher.
No.
Oh, dancer.
Wrong line.
Sorry.
Looks like a dance
Looks
school
like
dancer.
A dance school dancer.
See, I wrote that down,
dancer.
Too.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea
Good
why.
Job.
A competition girl.
Yes, yeah. competition yeah. girl, for sure. But Lauren Froderman, and Lauren Froderman's an all-star this year, so mm-hmm. something to look for if they pair the two of them together. If she makes top 20, which I think she would.
I think she has a good chance, and I really liked that she, I didn't really respond to her at first. I was like, I don't know where this is going. This is strange. And as soon as she danced, I was like, you got me.
Well, you,
got
you, know what me. It, you know what it was? The lucky pig.
The lucky uh-huh. pig.
That was so cute.
What was, it didn't look like a pig, though.
It looked like a little plastic pig.
And her dad had one, too.
I know, that was the cuter part. That was really cute.
That really is adorable. And he danced as well. Let's not talk about that,
no.
though.
But she made it to Vegas.
Yes.
All right. Before we go on to this next one, can we just talk about... This is the only, like, non-competitor I have to talk about. This girl in the blue leotard.
Oh.
Can we just talk about her? I love how they asked her how she thought she did. And she goes, on a scale of 1 to 10, I think I was a perfect 8. What? Like, how do you not know? She looked like her outfit looked like she belonged, like, in, like...
a marching band.
Yeah, like, drumline or something. Yeah. Yeah, she was sassy.
And her underwear was showing when her skirt would fly
I enjoyed
up.
That. I
Every
enjoyed
dancer
that.
Knows you don't wear underwear.
Yeah, really?
You don't wear ladies don't wear underwear under
dance
leotards.
Dance is dirty.
Hmm. I didn't know
you don't
that.
Want panty lines.
Uh-uh. Yeah. That's true.
Seamless. Plus, you're usually wearing like 6 or 8 layers of tights.
Yeah,
because you have like your skin color tights on, and then you have your ballet tights over that, and then you have your fishnets over that because you have to change your show. You have to change from each dance.
Oh yeah, you're naked. There are like boobs flying around backstage.
I would
and, like,
love that
dance belt. And, yeah, the only people that wear underwear are literally like 3-year-olds, like for their you know.
And the guys, they wear dance belts.
Dance
Do you know
belts.
What that is?
It's like a jock strap.
It's kind of like a jock. It's like elastic here with like a padded front that makes it look like Ken doll
yeah.
front.
Yeah.
And then it's a thong
Smooth.
Back.
Smooth.
It's a thong I wear back. Jock straps for fun sometimes, but I don't know about the dance belt.
Oh, dear.
I kid.
Well,
so.
No, you don't.
This is Hollywood.
Anyways, let's talk about this next girl. Shan Chow Roethlisberger.
Not married. The best.
Yeah, not married to the quarterback, apparently. And she did the traditional Mongolian dance where you basically have a stack of bowls that you dance with that are usually filled with whore's milk. Whore's milk.
That was
horse.
So cute.
I mean,
horse. That was so cute.
I loved this whole interaction. First with Kat Dealy, and the look on her face, she's like, what did you say?
Horse.
She's like, horse, like grassland. Like, oh. Yeah. And she had no clue. And then it happened again on stage. It was pretty adorable.
I like Wayne Brady. He was like, where does one get horse milk?
So funny.
What did you think about this girl?
I loved her.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the one great thing about this show. It exposes you to so many different styles of dance. And here it was something that we haven't seen before that was so elegant and beautiful and fluid. And it was entrancing. It really was. Mm-hmm. And even if, you know, you look at it and go, I don't know if she'll make it through or not, like when you're initially watching it, mm-hmm. you at least get the opportunity to see another art form.
And she did show some interesting technique. The one where she held the bowls and the leg went up in the back. I'm like, that's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
I could not do that.
Yes.
But I was impressed with her. Her costume obviously was beautiful. I thought she was very elegant and graceful, which is something that American dancers, they didn't always have that in the way that she does. Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow, what was that?
Uh-oh, what's that?
That's the song. Oh. Hi, guys.
Hey, pal.
Hey, everyone.
Last week I came in and I did the Adventures of Serial Buddies live read. For those of you who don't remember it, we're going to give it now. By the way, so you guys probably don't know Ian Kaiser.
Hi.
Hello.
Ian is very closely tied in with AfterBuzz, and he also produced Adventures of Serial Buddies.
Oh.
And we get to judge him on how well he does the Serial Buddies live read.
Yeah, go. Get it.
I said, where's my copy? Okay, no, I'm riffing. Okay. Well, everyone, we'd love for you to download the film Serial Buddies. Adventures of Serial Buddies. We recently changed the name.
Already messing it up.
That Kevin Undergaro directed and Maria Menounos produced and is one of the stars of.
How is it Maria as a producer?
Maria's amazing as a producer and actor and always the first person on set and the last person to leave. Somewhat of a cliche, but so true in Maria's case. Is that all the time I have? I have more to say.
No.
Okay, good. Okay. Because we got lots of great stars. We got Artie Lang. We got Christopher McDonald. We have Kathy Lee Gifford. Who else do we have?
Beth Bears.
Oh my God! Before she was a star. Before she became so popular on Two Broke Girls.
David
Proval, of course. George Marison, my giant and basketball fan.
And it ties into So You Think You Dance because Christopher Lloyd does a dance number.
Nice.
Don't forget Christopher Lloyd either. Yeah. And I just want to say for all you AfterBuzz fans, it helps support AfterBuzz and helps support all the other projects that Maria's doing and Kevin's doing. So it means a great deal to us that you download the film at iTunes, Adventures of Serial Buddies, and you could also find it on SerialBuddies.com, just SerialBuddies.com.
Ian flew from Chicago just to do this live read.
Yay!
And I nailed it. Nice. So, thank you guys very much.
Bye.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Okay, I want to talk about her taping the bowls.
Yes.
Oh, she tapes her bowls.
Isn't that cheating?
Yes, I think
you
can
tell when she pushed them down so they kind of like stick together a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I would love to go and research that to see if they really do tape their bowls in general.
I don't think so because I think the dance originates in serving the milk because the milk's normally on their head and that's part of the dance.
And then you would be removing.
So it would be like removing a bowl and serving and like pouring and then going to the next person, but, you know, dancing in between. Sort of like a Chinese tea ceremony or Japanese tea ceremony. I was like, you're cheating.
I was wondering about that because when she stacked, she kind of pushed a little bit. And I was like, oh, she wants them to just kind of like
stick.
Yeah, a little bit.
But then again, she doesn't want that. If she was messed up on stage, she wouldn't want them to fall and shatter.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I understand. But I thought that waving in her arms, that was so beautiful.
At the very beginning?
Like all the way through her fingers, that was beautiful.
They compared her to Philip Chabille.
Yes.
Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Totally different styles of dance. And
I think it'd be interesting to see her go really far because she reminds me of like Janelle last season who was the belly dancer. So that'd be cool to have like a different, you know, different
song. Janelle Isis?
Yeah. I loved her.
She was fun. Too. Personality plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they sent her through choreography, and she actually made it.
She's good.
I know we only saw
a little clip of her in choreography, but I thought it was good.
Yeah, I was happy for her. I'm happy for her, for sure. Next up, we've got Nico Greetham.
Greetham?
Sure.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Crazy Colombian mom.
Yeah.
His mom's on the hot crazy tamale train, too.
Yes. I said that I loved his sharp movements and snaps. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So unique, yeah. His choreography.
His kicks and his everything was really sharp with the music. Yeah, dead on.
They thought his dance was too short. They did say that. Now,
yeah, Mary said that.
And the one thing I didn't know was it because that they were left wanting more? Or was his dance, technically, for the audition, too short?
I mean, you're technically, there's not, like, any time limit at all. You can go for, you can choreograph 3 minutes, but they might stop you at 30 seconds, 45 seconds, a minute and a half. So, I mean, he probably was just like, I just want to make this short and sweet and nail everything that I want to nail. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Good for him.
How long was your dance?
Mine was like a minute.
And how much did you do?
I did it all. Because it was like a cut, complete piece. Yes.
What'd you dance to?
It was by Sailing. It's called Sailing to Byzantium by the Lyres.
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I have a video.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to post it soon.
Oh, so. Please do. Yay! We'll tweet it out.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
So this kid's talented. 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And Nigel also really enjoyed his mother.
Yeah.
He's like, is your husband here? Oh, no. Oh, too bad.
He is on the prowl lately.
Yeah.
Big time.
But I can never tell who he's on the prowl for, because sometimes I see him watching the guys, and he's as giddy as can be. And then I see him, like, hitting on the girls, and he's giddy as can be.
I have my theories. Maybe we should take him off air, but...
I love Nigel.
Maybe it's just being European.
I could care less.
I
love him. So this kid made it through to Vegas. Very talented. I didn't really feel like I got to know him a whole lot.
I don't think... He said one word. Yeah. I don't think, literally, like, anytime they would ask him about his mother would answer.
Yeah.
I thought my recorded version of the show had skipped over him talking, because I was like, wait, what? And then I felt like something had been missing from his interview, so yeah.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
So he's straight through to Vegas. We move on to Elise.
Freilinger?
Yep. All right. Yep. Out of Santa Monica, California. Oh, she's the trapeze artist.
Love
yeah.
her.
I really liked her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was cool.
She was interesting.
Very interesting.
For people that don't live in Los Angeles, this really is. There's a trapeze school on the pier in Santa Monica, so you can go and you can watch it. I've always wanted
Have you
to
ever done
do
it?
I haven't.
Oh, my God. We should do it sometime.
It's really
cool.
We should do it so you think you
can dance. Like, yes! End of season field trip.
Yes. No, she was super talented. She loves to fly. She likes to be upside down 25 feet in the air, she said. I loved her start, and they made
her
a comment on it.
Opening.
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was a little naughty, I thought.
Yeah.
I liked it, though.
Yeah. It's really funny. I didn't like her from her package. I was like, she's not going to be a good dancer. But when she started, I thought she was so good.
She was so unique and interesting.
Yes.
A little, like, if I'm going to pick upon the technique a little sloppy here and there, but she does so many interesting, she's a natural mover, so you're really compelled to watch her and everything else. So I think, like, you can sort of let that slide a little bit.
And it's weird.
She's strong.
Yeah, she's strong.
So
and, like,
strong.
The front flip onto, like, the 1 foot kind of with the other leg coming down, like, everything was so soft.
Beautiful.
Like, I felt like she was landing... Like she would be landing in the air, if that makes sense.
Yep. She didn't make a sound.
Like she was like laying on a cloud or something.
Yeah.
She reminded me of Molly Gray and Channing Cook from a few seasons ago.
Ooh.
Like the two of them, if they put them together, I think that's who she'd be.
A hybrid dancer.
Yes. Yes.
A hybrid.
And I think she's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And her style is refreshing to me because there's a lightness to it, but there's also like a really powerful side. Like she's really compelling when she dances. So yeah. I'm excited to see what she's going to do.
I think once the choreographers get a hold of her, they're going to take that talent she has. And I mean, from contemporary to hip hop, they're all going to grab her and just want to like throw her in the air and have her on the ground. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to have a field day.
I want to see Mia Michaels work with her. Like, make her just use her body and athleticism and throw into a contemporary number. Like, I think that would be a fantastic fit for
her. Make top 20?
I don't know, but there's a darkness, too, that she kind of brings, and I like that it's kind of, like, sinister almost, and I like that. I can feel like she's really capable
Edginess
of a lot of things.
Edginess is good, I think, in dance.
Yeah, when you're capable of not just being pretty.
Edginess is good in life.
It is.
Right?
It's good to have a little bit of edge. Yep.
So we go through to choreo. We obviously know that Curtis and Shan Shan both make it through day two. Well, I don't even know if it's really day two anymore.
But at least made it to Vegas in case we didn't say that. So.
Oh, yes. Elise, 23-year-old. Yeah, I like it. I like that she finally came out and she said that trapeze has finally given her the confidence to actually pursue a dancing career, which is pretty cool.
I feel like she's found, maybe through teaching, she's become like powerful and strong in who she is. I think that's cool.
I love it. So we move on to day two. We've got Jenna Johnson, out of Provo, Utah.
Cha-cha.
I love how they made a comment, though, that nobody's from Memphis. None of these people are from Memphis. Like, not one of them, which is kind of interesting. But Jenna, she danced with her brother. Best friend.
Her
brothers. They said they're like brother and sister, but they're actually best friends. And then Wayne Brady, maybe?
Yeah.
Or Nigel, they're like,
it's always the girl who says that.
Yeah.
They're like, want.
What do we think about? What do you think about her?
Were you guys surprised she was from Utah? Because I was not.
I wasn't at all.
I was like, of course she's from Utah.
She's from Utah. Except she's brunette. What?
Yeah. What is that?
I have to say, this is a little strange, but I was drawn to Landon.
Me too.
I kept on. You know why? And this is why. Because he looks so sweet and innocent. And all of a sudden, he's like, I'm going to do the cha-cha. I'll move my hips. And
well,
you
bam,
were like,
yeah.
Bam. Like, I didn't expect that out of him.
Mm-hmm. Especially, yeah, he was so young. You didn't think he could be sexy. And but they, I mean, she was really great. And her looks, she has amazing looks to the audience and to camera. She really knows how to work that.
And those
great legs.
Oh, that's
legs.
What I wrote down.
And her legs. Butt.
I did too. I wrote down insane legs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it reminds me of Lindsay Arnold, who has great legs calves, like that. Yeah. When she was here in studio, I was like, dude, your legs,
yeah.
Please.
I think also, I was watching Landon a little bit more than I should have because he made a comment about, I really want them to notice me for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, kind of like trying to watch him, like, oh, I hope he has a good one. And I was more invested in him than her, actually. I also wrote down that she seemed a little not grounded. I felt like she was a little bit loose
slipping.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I think it might have just been the floor.
The floor.
Or
there was no, it was
Marley
a wooden,
anything,
yeah, there's no Marley floor. It was just wooden.
What does that mean?
Marley is like a
it has
rubber.
A little bit of a stick to it. So if you turn, it's a little, gives you a bit. Little bit better of a grip, whereas that wood floor, you're just like, if you miss it, you can bust your ass.
If you watch Dance Moms and watch the kids competing, you'll see the Marley floor is often laid down on the stage.
Black kind of matte floor.
Yeah.
Got it. Makes sense. Well, this girl, 18-year-old, beautiful girl.
Yes.
Made it through straight to Vegas.
Yep.
And then we move on to, is it Novian?
I think Novian.
Novian Yarber?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He describes himself, or they describe him as raw masculinity.
I thought that this was the guy that you would not shut up about.
I know,
when
I
we
thought
came
so
on the
too.
Show.
His 180. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have a problem though. I do have a problem with this whole like I'm going to be a masculine dancer for Nigel because Nigel has put it out there so much that men have to be masculine dancers, and I think it sends a bad message because people are all different types of dancers, and to say that men have to fit this one mold to prove that they're masculine or that they're straight, even if they're not straight, that they dance like straight dancers, it bugs me. I just have to be honest.
I think it's a theme that I've seen in all of these reality competition shows with British male judges. Dance with the Stars. Len Goodman, same thing. When guys dance with their shirts off a lot of times, so I'll make comment, I need all that. I'm like, you don't need to say that. You don't need to comment on that. Simon Cowell, when he used to be on American Idol, same sort of thing.
It's a little bit of homophobia
yes,
to me.
It is a little bit. And it's a theme throughout all these shows. And it is frustrating, especially in this day and age, where it's almost kind of trendy to like jump on the bandwagon now a little bit and kind of be like, yeah, gay, you know? It's funny to me that he's still kind of like, I'm not really, I want you to be masculine. I'm like, who says that male dancers have to be masculine?
Yeah.
You know, I thought this guy was great, but it is sad that he goes out there thinking, well, I need to be extra masculine for Nigel. That's just a little bit silly to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it affected his choreography because it was very warrior-like.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and it's like you can still be masculine and be in love and, you know, and but it was very much choppy and warrior-like and his legs would go up and then they would come down. There was no fluid movement in his dance.
I think that, though, is I think it's kind of a theme, and correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, dancers in general, male dancers, like, I grew up, like, watching, like, Janet Jackson videos and watching, like the great, like, dance videos. And then when I moved to L.A., I've dated a few dancers and I've known a lot of dancers. And they tend to not be the most masculine men. But you see them dance and they're, and then I meet them in life and they're like, oh, hey, girl. Like, I know a lot of them. And a lot of them who've been on the show that I'm friends with. And it's very, very much the same. Not that I know if he's really like this in real life or not. I don't know or I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it shouldn't matter. But it doesn't match with who these people really are. And if they always talk about how dance should be an expression of you inside coming out.
Yes.
And it seems like the most hypocritical thing on earth to ask somebody to hide what is potentially the biggest part of themselves in their dance. I don't get
who
that.
You are,
it can also be like a really relatable quality to a lot of people that watch this show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Last season, when I auditioned in L.A., there was a gay guy who came with his boyfriend. He was a young guy. He was like 19 or something. I don't know. I don't think they showed him last year, but I think they showed him in Vegas a little bit. But that was his like story, that he was there with his mom and his boyfriend, and the entire audience, I don't know, they seemed to rally behind him. And Nigel, oddly, seemed to really be behind him. He was like, I think that's really amazing that you can admit that and say that and be completely honest about it. So I don't know if he's necessarily homophobic, but it comes across as that.
I don't know that he's homophobic. And in that situation, there's no way on earth he could be like, well, he'd have to be supportive of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there is a touch of
underlying old school sort of.
And we've had dancers on last season that kind of talked a little bit about it. And it's frustrating to hear. It's frustrating for even me as a viewer to listen to. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just odd. I just don't understand, yeah. Especially like the viewing audience.
I just want to get that out there because I just want, like, if you're a male dancer, dance, be who you are. Yes. Yeah. Just do that.
Yes. And you shouldn't have to call yourself androgynous just to, like, be accepted. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. The guy a couple weeks ago, it's, yeah. It's just silly to me. However, I do love the show still. And, but the viewing audience is, I'm like, every gay guy I know watches this show.
It's like, gay like guys know who girls, your audience like, is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, yeah. Come on, Nigel. Get with it. Get with it.
He went to Vegas. No surprise.
Yeah, yeah, right? Moving on, we've got Isabelle. Am I wrong here?
Freiberger.
Yes, okay. Out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Again, not out of Memphis. 26-year-old. Not that's old, but in the dance world, not exactly young. Yeah. She's getting there in that mid-range.
Yep.
Salsa dancer. So fast. So many tricks.
Oh, yeah.
Tricksters. That's what I wrote, tricksters.
Yeah. Trick, yeah. Trick, trick. That catch where they caught her between her legs. Right. So beautiful. That's
emotionally?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And technique-wise, yeah, I didn't... Fine. It was like, cool, let's watch them do tricks, and the tricks are over.
And you could tell when we got to the judges, Mary seemed pretty lukewarm.
Yeah.
If you really watch her reaction, she was like, okay, that was a real... Like, I've never seen that lift before. That was great and exciting, but that's when they were like, we're going to see you in choreography.
How do you guys feel as dancers about tricks? Because I never was a huge tricks fan. I think it's a very gymnastics thing, but
yeah.
My dance studio also had gymnasts, so I'm like, I don't know if I'm biased because I'm like, God, those gymnast leaps are way higher than mine.
Yeah, is it the same, like, some of these performers, when I see, like, a contemporary dancer go out there and do, like, an arabesque or, like, a couple of backflips or something, I'm like, who cares? Like, I don't. Yeah,
I think it comes from the point of being like, what tricks am I going to show that can get their attention? And that's what a lot of them keep throwing it in. Sometimes it's like, you don't need to do all that. Like, you can just show that you have strong technique and that's it. You don't need to throw in all these crazy
it
stuff.
It is coming out of the competition circuit if you're watching other shows like Dance Moms. Now, can you do any gymnastics?
I started out as a gymnast, so I can do fulls, aerials, front aerials, back, you know, all the stuff. So I did that because that's a big part of my particular style is to be really
you kind of need it if you're going to work commercially.
Yeah. So
which is true. If you're going to work commercially out here in Los Angeles in particular, you need to have those gymnastics tricks. Like, I came from a classical ballet background and did musical theater, but more of like the Fosse, Michael Bennett type of stuff. You don't need it. Yeah. So I'm of two minds. I'm like, if you're up and coming, you better have some gymnastics tricks. That's and you want to work.
Part of me, I don't mind it so much if it's like one kind of like, I mean, sometimes aerials are the most beautiful thing you can throw in there. And it shows how strong you are. Physically, when you want to show like how strong you are as a dancer and you throw those tricks, you're like, wow.
Because she also nailed them all and they were very on point. And like, I think they mentioned this, but everything got just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She didn't go. It wasn't sloppy. The transitions were there. Yep. It was boom. But I also felt like it was like, okay, let's go out here and do this. Boom, hold it. This thing, boom, hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you lost any sort of connection.
It was
with
a
that.
Lot of pictures. Like, if they took pictures, yeah, snapshots. It'd be fine. But then, like, between the movement, it was a little muddled for me.
Yeah.
I was confused that they sent her through to choreography, but then she ended up getting cut in choreography. Yeah. Which
she was,
I guess,
pretty sloppy. Yeah. I don't know if you saw her little clip, and I was watching her. I'm like, whoa.
She was awful in choreography.
Yeah.
But before that, though, her audition, though, I've seen a lot of auditions that go straight through to Vegas, and I was like, but I guess they saw something I didn't.
It's been really uneven this season. I do think with her, like, they're the type of couple that has rehearsed their salsa number so many times. Mm-hmm. It's well rehearsed, so it's as good as it's going to be, but then if you're asking them to do other things, you're
I felt like her hair was terrible, too. I was
My gosh, what? It was a falling out bun.
Yeah, I was like, girl, and that all kind of went with, like, this whole thing. Not, she wasn't pretty because she was, but I was like, there's nothing up there for
me.
Need
a little bit of a wow factor for
me. Yeah. Maybe she should have worn red. Just wear a black or something. Like, do something. Stand out. Get wear some sequins. Gays love sequins.
And fringe.
Yeah, right?
I love fringe.
Poor girl went home. So, we move on to Caleb Bronner, out of Blue Springs, Michigan. 20-year-old secret dancer. Oh, this guy is getting the bow tie.
He
calls himself
cute.
A secret dancer. When he found out dancing wasn't really cool growing up, he just hit it. And he kept dancing, though, but he also kept playing sports, because that's what you do in Michigan. I grew up in Ohio, right, just south, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then he finally did a hip-hop routine in the senior talent show, and that's when everybody found out he could actually dance. And he'd been taking these lessons all these years. This kid's quirky.
He is quirky, and there's another top 20 for sure. I can't see them leaving him at home with his personality. He's just going to be someone that the audience is going to resonate with, and He's going to be interesting. He's a quirky mover. He doesn't have a natural dancer's body. He reminds me a lot of Will from last season.
Yeah, I was going to say Will, too.
How about Teddy Tedholm?
That's what I have.
Or even different upbringing, but Benji. He's kind of a showman, like Benji was a showman.
Yeah.
With that person, there's no way they can leave him at home. I mean, if we're looking at dancers we need to connect with, and it's America's favorite dancer, as Nigel would say in my horrible accent, it's not America's best dancer, necessarily. So this is what you want.
What did you think about his technique, though?
I wrote, technique, okay.
I said questionable technique, so
yeah,
same difference.
He's really not a technician. I don't think he's really had a ballet class in his life, would be my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, the feet.
He started out probably in hip-hop and...
And did lyrical and things like that.
And never got the foundation that you need.
Yeah, no one holding his point. To be like, this is your point.
There were some bent legs.
The thing is like his solos, whenever he gets to do a solo, if he makes the top 20, they're going to be unbelievable and so cute and amazing.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
I think it'll be great.
I wrote down that he's not strong, but something about him just really, I really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
I loved what his dad said.
That's my nerd.
I love
hashtag
that.
Hashtag, that's my nerd.
That is,
and dad dances hip hop with his sleeve tattoo.
Oh my God.
His dad was hilarious. He was begging for the opportunity to get on that stage.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, no, okay.
Okay. Their family parties are fun, though. You know that you go to their house, have a couple cocktails, and everyone's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys, after watching the package, were you thinking it was going to be a gag, like a bad gag? Because that's what I thought. I was watching the package, and I'm like, why are they showing this, like... Another kind of jokester guy making fun of dance.
Because
you know,
he wasn't really
fun of people.
He wasn't a great dancer in his package. Like the little stuff they showed, I'm like, it's kind of dorky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
The stuff he showed I thought was terrible.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought that. I was like, oh, he's like making fun of people who auditioned for this show.
Yeah, I don't think he's the greatest dancer, but I think he could probably evolve quickly.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think he has some technique and it's sort of in all areas. So it's like he could really do well on the show.
Yeah,
in a different genre.
I feel like he's not even completely sure what type of dancer he is just yet.
Yeah, I think that too. Yeah,
yeah.
And I was surprised he chose to do a contemporary piece versus doing a hip hop piece first.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
being like that white nerdy boy with a bow tie doing a hip hop piece, I feel like would have made him stand out more. But I really loved what he did. I thought it was too.
There's a void that Teddy Tedholm left, I think, with the viewers, and I think he's filling that and elevating it to another level.
I know. I still can't believe Teddy Tedholm never made it through.
I really like him a lot.
Yeah, he's a great dancer. I've seen him a couple times in L.A. He works a lot out here. He's fantastic.
He choreographs a lot, too.
Yep, he does.
You guys, I love how you guys know so much about this show. You guys, I want to take a moment to thank all of our iTunes listeners, our YouTube viewers, all of you guys for being here every week, listening to us. Remind you that if you're a fan of our show or any other show here at AfterBuzz, you can have all of your favorite podcasts downloaded automatically via an app called Podcasts with an S on your iPhone. Also, you guys, take the time to please rate us. Please give us 5 stars. Please. Tell all of your friends about us. You guys, we want to be in the top 5 again. Top 5, okay? We were there a couple of weeks ago and we fell out of the top 10 last week. So we need you guys to give us 5 stars. Tell all your friends.
We were eight last week. I want to be in the top 5.
We don't need to tell our listeners that though. We need them to give us five stars.
So
vote for us.
Yes.
Like
tell
the
us,
show.
Tell us what you guys love about our show. If there's something you guys hate about our show, privately tweet us. Don't put it on there.
Save
but no.
the humiliation.
Publicly tweet
They'll
me.
They'll publicly tweet.
But we just want to thank you guys because you guys are what make this show what it is. And we do this for you guys. And we're fans just like you are. So please take the time to tell your friends and give us 5 stars. Please and thank you. Moving on, we've got a couple of performers left. We've got Larry Booz out of Macon, Georgia, 29-year-old. He's known for his move called the swinging door. What did you guys? I didn't expect this guy
so
to be.
That was so unexpected.
Yeah.
So unexpected. Fun. Some great footwork.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He floated.
Yeah.
He was just floating along the floor.
Nice
it was
to
beautiful.
Watch.
I thought he had like 8 sprained ankles the whole time watching his feet.
I know. I was like, his feet are just turning in the circles right now.
Yeah.
I didn't understand
people
how he did that.
Even in their joints. They sometimes amaze me. I'm like, how does that work?
Yeah. And what was interesting is his personality didn't really come out at the beginning. He was super polite. And the judges were kind of, like, jabbing at him. And then you saw, like, his personality come out and how sweet he is. And you really saw the judges warm up to him. And I did that as well. I felt like I was right there with them.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. I expected him to kind of, to be honest, to be a little bit hood. He had really big, baggy clothing. He looked like he's got a hat on. Like, he looks like he's going to be some, like, street performer, like, Crumper or something like that. And oh, I really enjoyed him. I was I was way pleasantly surprised. And again, I love people who have gratitude. And he was gracious, and he was very thankful for the opportunity.
And how sweet was he during choreography when he was like, "I'm going to take myself out for my partner."
That is so sweet.
See, that's how you approach. Not like that guy last week who just said no to choreography.
Yeah,
like that's how you do it. And he didn't want to upset her.
And I believed
chances.
It. I believed that he wasn't quitting. I believed that he was like, "I can't do this, and I'm going to hurt her chances." Yeah. So
kind.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. Maybe he'll work on his technique and come back. Mm-hmm. But he is 29. What's the cutoff on the
30.
Show?
30. He's one more year.
He from Memphis?
Macon, Georgia.
Macon, Georgia. Because I could see him like being a street performer on
Beale Street.
Beale Street, yeah.
But I mean, just this one performance on the show could help him. Help his, you know.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Especially for somebody like that in a place like Macon, Georgia.
He should do like YouTube videos. I think that he would do just like skyrocket with
us. Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, his name is Larry Booze. He can do so much.
Beer can.
Right. Budweiser commercials.
Oh, my God.
Next up, we've got 19-year-old Jasmine Harper from Lawrenceville, Georgia, Cyrus's ex-girlfriend. This was a heartbreaker.
A broken heart.
It was a little bit awkward at first because, like, they just kept hammering away at this whole Cyrus's ex thing. And the girl's 19 years old.
It's her first love.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've all been there. And she's a beautiful girl. I feel like she should have done her hair a little differently because it was kind of just,
I kind of liked it, though.
Yeah, she was...
This is the one I'm rooting for. This is who I hope will make it so far. I think she's what this show is all about. It's interesting. It's cool. It's super technical, but there's something really special about the way she moves. And I think that with all the winners finalists, I guess, who have made it really, really far, have had that same quality that she has. So
well, it'll be interesting to see how the Cyrus story plays out, to see if that helps her or hurts her.
Nothing but help.
Yeah. Well,
it'll help her like on the show, but privately, I don't know if it's going to like rip her apart. Yeah.
Well, they said to her right before she started, she was crying, and Nigel goes, "Use it, go."
Yeah, and she was raw, and she was open, and she was beautiful, and it was so good.
You know what scares me? You know who she reminded me of?
Sasha?
No, Amber last season. She went out pretty early. Amber and Brandon did the number.
I loved Amber.
And Amber was one of...
I was not a fan of
Amber. See, I loved Amber.
That one.
I thought she got lost.
The housewife.
Yeah.
I thought she got lost once they hit the live shows. I don't know what happened, but I just... Whatever.
But the number with her and Brandon, though, when they both got eliminated the next... that was one of my favorite numbers the entire season.
That didn't make sense.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
That's one of the pitfalls of eliminating the way they do now. Mm-hmm. You could have a fantastic performance that night and go home the same night.
Go home. That's what stinks. I just want to say that I loved her shirt with the shorts because I know all of our contemporary dancers are in their little tops and their little shorts. She just proved that you can do something really cool, and it was color.
Yeah.
And it kind of flowed with, like, the whole dance.
Yeah, and it was... And I wrote down simple but beautiful. She didn't look like a dance studio dancer at all.
No.
Like, she just went out there. She's like, I'll give them what they need, and that's it. And she danced to Amazing Grace by Destiny's Child.
Destiny's
like,
amazing. And they're like, who's that? And you're like, Destiny's Child.
I'm like, I went to iTunes and I downloaded that song right away. So we got one dancer left. Am I right?
Paige
Pelicano out of Detroit, Michigan, 19 years old. Another dad story. This girl's dad is an Elvis impersonator.
Poor thing.
He said that she's only allowed to audition in one city and one city alone, and that's Memphis.
Memphis.
What do you think about her?
She didn't inspire me. She was like, it was a lot of sex for someone so young, and I felt like it wasn't like a maturity sexiness. It was like, I'm using sex to sell this dance. Mm. And I think that that's what sort of turned me off. I'm like, you don't need to do that, actually.
There's a fine line.
And some of her slow-mo cam shots, some of the leaps that she was doing, I was like, that's what I want to see for her solo, but she didn't bring any of that. It just wasn't, there wasn't a wow factor to me.
Yeah. And then and she did have good technique.
Yeah, she did, and beautiful feet and legs, but her choreography, when she went to choreography, I was...
She reminded me of, is it Alexa or Alexis from last year?
Alexa.
Yeah.
Dead eyes. Nothing. Yeah. I felt like she would like smile all the time, but like there was zero connection for me.
And they all called her out on that, too.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. It was disappointing, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't actually think her technique was good. And she chose a song that was like no music in the background. It was a cool song.
I thought so, too.
And I liked the idea of dancing to it, but I didn't think she was a strong enough dancer to pull that off. Mm. And so I think that just hurt her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. She made it through the choreo, but she got X'd in choreo. choreography as
not
well.
Not ready yet.
But I think she could come back and do really well,
I think she could, too.
Yeah.
Since it will be back next season.
Let's hope.
We're sure.
Hope.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
So, you guys, do we have...
Tucker Knox is one that goes to Vegas, according to what he said.
Nice.
Just keeping track.
Nice, nice. Do you guys have any news and gossip? I know that you were talking about earlier. Did you find any?
No, nothing.
Oh, do you want to make some predictions for Vegas?
Yes. The Vegas week looks insane, by the way.
Let's do ladies first, starting to my right and go counterclockwise so I can be last.
Alrighty. Well,
because I don't have anything to say just yet, so I need a minute.
Okay. I think, so we're talking about who's going to do top 20.
Whatever you want to predict.
I'm going to predict that for sure Tucker Knox. I think,
For this show.
Yeah. He's definitely going to be top 20. And I think Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just from tonight. And Elise. Those are my three.
Fair enough.
I'm going to go with Tucker and Jasmine, but I'm going to add Courtney Thurston to that. Mm-hmm. The little mini Lauren Froderman.
Of course. I'll say Tucker and Jasmine as well. And I don't know who else. I'm trying to think back of previous episodes, like who I think will do really well.
I
think the androgynous guy, that he's going to be really inspiring for the judges to watch.
I think so, too.
I say, obviously, watch out for Jasmine Harper. I think that's going to be a big storyline this entire season, and she's phenomenal, and she deserves it. And everybody is going to relate to her. Girls are going to pick up the phone, call in for her all day, every day.
I don't want her to have a meltdown in Vegas, though. That's the one thing that makes me nervous, because it could keep her from getting top 20.
True. And I also say, watch out for Curtis Holland, the tapper, you guys. This kid is different, and Nigel loves tappers. He wants to get a tapper on every single season. They've not had a lot of success, but they can. Where can our listeners and our viewers follow you guys on Twitter?
They can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChloeWestX or on my website, cheapthrills.me.
Cheap Thrills.
Oh, cheap Thrills.
Sounds like fun. All right. I'm at Kristen Burt, and I will be live tweeting at the Actors Fun Tony Party on Sunday. So if you want to see fun parties and pictures and celebrities, follow me on Sunday. And redcarpetcloset.tv.
You can find me at Jake_Dupree on Twitter and on Instagram at Jake Dupree.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at _AJ Gibson. My website is AJGibson.tv. Please check it out. You guys, thank you so much. We look forward to Vegas next week. The season's going great so far, I might add. This has been a fun, exciting season. We look forward to seeing Jake, possibly, in Vegas. Who knows? You guys are going to have to tune in to find out. But until next time, take care, you guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.